The number of pending immigration cases in Mecklenburg County increased by 34% the second half of last year, the largest county increase in the country. This data comes at a time when the backlog in immigration courts is the highest it's ever been nationally. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has more on the backlog and how it impacts one immigrant group in particular, unaccompanied minors.
It's a Tuesday. Hector Campuzano gets to immigration court around 7:30 a.m. The court is located on the fourth floor of an office building in East Charlotte, and he sets up shop in a small room off the court lobby.
Right now we're in the pro bono room. It's just a little space right outside the immigration court.
Campuzano works for the Charlotte Center for Legal Advocacy, and his job is to offer help to first-timers, mainly immigrant minors facing deportation and their families, who don't understand the court process.
Hola, señora. ¿Cómo está? ¿Tiene corte hoy?
He greets people when they get to court and checks them in on the day's docket, and then lets the legal clerk inside the courtroom know how many people to expect.
Today, around 43. So we'll see how many show up today.
The Charlotte court is the only immigration court in the Carolinas. One woman that checked in with Campuzano drove her son to Charlotte from Durham that morning. Another boy came with his cousin from Columbia, South Carolina. The Charlotte court only has four judges who are inundated. The court ranks 11th in the country in the highest number of pending cases, and as of June, the Charlotte court has a backlog of over 15,000 cases, almost 1,400 of those dealing with unaccompanied minors. This follows the national trend, with pending cases totaling over 730,000. Judge Ashley Tabador is the president of the National Association of Immigration Judges. She says there's a combination of factors contributing to the case backlog, but chief among them is funding.
For years and years and years, law enforcement would see their budget double, triple, quadruple, but the court would not be given the same amount of budget.
Meaning more people are being apprehended at the border and filtered into the court system. But the number of judges just can't keep up. Tabador says there are about 360 immigration judges. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced plans in June to hire 100 more this year, but Tabador says that's not nearly enough.
At a minimum, you're going to need somewhere between 900 to 1,100 judges to be able to address this backlog.
She says another important reason behind the backlog is the use of the court as a, quote, political tool.
We constantly have our dockets being reshuffled based on different law enforcement priorities that each administration wants to bend.
So new policies constantly change the prioritization of cases, meaning whose case is heard and when, rather than relying on a first-come, first-served basis. So for the cases stuck in the backlog, the wait can be years. Court records show the average time for an unaccompanied minor's case in the Charlotte court is 806 days, so over 2 years. It's important to note that cases involving children are more complicated because they can qualify for protection through other agencies, and that protection must be addressed before they go to court. But a lot of the wait does have to do with the backlog. Natalie D'Elia Deckard, a political sociologist from Davidson College, says that period of wait can have mental and physical consequences on these children.
We have higher rates of depression, higher rates of other behavioral problems, both inside and outside of school. We have higher rates of attachment disorders.
D'Elia Deckard says immigrant children are spending a significant portion of their childhood wondering if they face deportation. This puts them in a holding pattern.
Goal making becomes impossible. How do you look at what's supposed to happen in high school? How do you look at how we're applying for colleges when you don't know where you'll be and you have no control over that?
So this is our little kids' soccer field. Across the street, we have our big kids' soccer field.
Sil Ganso is the director for Our Bridge for Kids, a local organization that provides fun educational programming for immigrant children.
We have this garden that the kids build with their families. Parents come in and they take what they need also, from tomatoes and cucumbers and squash.
Whether it's gardening with their parents, playing soccer with friends, or going on field trips, she says it's Our Bridge's job to make the kids' lives as fun as possible.
While they're here, we cannot predict the future. We don't know if they're going to stay. We don't know if they're going to be sent back. We don't know if they're going to live. We don't know. But while they're here, they're going to have the best time ever.
And we don't know what will ease the backlog. Whether it be more immigration judges or more funding, no one has a definitive solution. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.